At least so far, no one's got mad except for Big Fatty about our one-star reviews.
I don't even think he got mad. I don't think he got mad. But
who?
Big Fatty.
He made a comment that he wasn't too happy that we weren't being nice to other podcasts. I think it's celebrating.
It's not that we're being nice. It's fact. You got a one-star review. We read mine, so...
That's true.
It's out of fun. It's not making fun of anybody.
No, it's exploring all sides. It's exploring all sides.
Right. If we need to, we'll start reading 5-star reviews, but that's
but
boring.
But that's really boring.
And it makes me feel bad
for
myself.
Yeah, gay country.
And we did too.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Boo. Big Fatty.
Boo.
Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode just for Hat M. This is episode 1026 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 4th of June 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, a little show. Y'all, we've got voice letters, and we've got you guessed it, cats. Hello, nipples! Big Fatty, that's vulgar! Y'all, it is colder than a witch's tit here in Charleston, and y'all, that's why y'all are nipples today, because y'all, the headlights are on, dear! Gussie, the headlights are on! And I know that makes things stir and straight bob and knots underpants. Big Fatty! Wow! Poor Big Fatty! But, anyway, y'all, a couple of things I want to talk to you about. Before we get into the cards, because y'all, we're gonna be reading cards for a while. But y'all, have you been watching these ads on the TV machine? You know, all the car dealers are selling cars during the holidays and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, you got the Nissan singing the most wonderful deal of the year or something like that, and you know that's a toe tapper, if you will. But y'all, my favorite ones are the ones where the car salesman looks like Santa Claus, and there's the big guy Nick is the salesman, and he says, "Well, come on over here and sit down and let's talk about it." So Nick goes over to his little desk, and the big Al Roker guy comes over and starts to sit on Nick's knee. And Nick goes, in the chair. And you got the guy who's the hunter. This is a different commercial, but it's the hunter that is talking to Nick. He goes, "Yeah, I really want to get this this big truck here because, you know, I like to take it hunting." And and Nick goes, "Oh, really? What do you hunt?" And the guy immediately says, "A deer." And then he realizes that he's talking to Santa Claus and says, "Fish, I hunt fish." those make me giggle each time I see them. And yo, just for Jay the Haunt Cub, I would like to say Krusty Baguette. Big Fatty, you're going to make him touch his headlights. Oh, dear Gussie. The Krusty Baguette. Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the Krusty Baguette, I have made some vegetable soup, and I'm going to have a Krusty Baguette with it when I finish recording. the little show. y'all, that is, what is that? That is lasagna and some green beans and a garden salad. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to tell you about, y'all, I went to do something in the iTurds, and y'all, it says, "Oh, your password has been suspended." And I went, "Oh, dear Gussie, has somebody been, speaking of hunting for fish, y'all, has somebody been fishing in Big Fatty's iTunes account?" Y'all, that you had to reset the password, or at least I did. Y'all, that you have to have a new password that has a capital letter in it and a number in it. So, y'all, I had to go in and redo all of that. And then, of course, the iCloud didn't recognize the new password, so I had to go change it on everything. And so, anyway. I tell you what, believe it or not, we have got some voice letters. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Big Fatty, Scooby Nudy, in Tampa. This is my first. Is the music too loud? I can't too loud. It is Henry Mancini. It's the theme from Mr. Lucky. But anyway, this is my first official voicemail of 2012 for the Big Fatty show. Love you, fats. Keep up the good work. Ciao, babe.
This just into the BFO. I'm still at the Podfather desk. The podcaster formerly known as Acha has returned. And the music's still too loud. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was Guru Nudie on the voice letter there. And Guru Nudy, thank you so much for playing that music. That was entirely too loud. We could barely hear you, but we were able to hear you. And Guru Nudy, I'm sorry that my response was interrupted. But y'all, that was big news on the Twitty. On the Twitty, I don't know when it was on the Twitty. I guess it was on New Year's Day. But evidently the Podfather is scared that Big Fatty's gonna pass his number. You know, I'm at episode 1026, and I think he stopped at 1109. And so y'all, he's got, oh no, I cannot let Big Fatty pass me. So y'all, I don't know. So if you still got your feed, you might find a little something in your box. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything in our box except bacon.
Hey, Big Fatty. Excuse me. How are you? Hello. Okay, I have a couple things to say. So I think what I'll do is I'll collect my thoughts and I'll call you back. Okay? Bye.
This is into the BFO D-Lurking Desk. Miss Kathy has D-Lurked, and y'all, let the calling begin. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I knew the day would come, and y'all, a new year brings a new resurgence. The voices are starting to come out of the woodwork, and y'all, in fact, that Puffretti down there in Dallas, he has said he is going to D-lurk for 2012. And y'all, I was talking to the Daryl in the Novas, the Rice for Fur Spuds. And y'all, he says that is his New Year's resolution, is to D-lurk also. So y'all, you just never know about these things. And y'all, speaking of Miss Kathy and her calls.
Oh my God, Big Fatty, I'm listening to Greetings from Nowhere number 96, and they're talking about Harleys. Now, if I would have known that she liked Harleys, I probably could have told her all about my nice, beautiful, black, shiny, fancy Harley with the lunch basket thing on the back, and we could be best friends now. But anyway, I didn't know that. So,
yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Miss Kathy Bacon, she's already back at it, and y'all, we love it. We love it. We, the many of you that had hoped for this, and y'all, it has, your wish has come true. It could happen to. It can happen to me, it can happen to you. I don't know how the hell the rest of that goes. Big Fatty, you know what my wish is? I wish you'd hurry up and finish opening all those cards. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it is time to resume card opening. Y'all, and y'all, this one is a, y'all, it's a treasure. It's a treasure, y'all, because, y'all, it is from P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. And, y'all, I can't wait to open and just see what it is. Let's just see here what it is. Oh, it's a picture of Jesus and Mary in the Nativity. It's not that at all. Yeah, Gussie, but y'all, this is just as unusual. Y'all, it is a picture of a delicious. Myron must have gone out and bought this. That's all I gotta say. But y'all, it is a picture of a delicious leather man in red leather harness and red boots and a Santa Claus hat. And y'all, that's in a jock strap with his junk hanging out and a big old smile on his face. And y'all, hanging from the chimney is his cock sock. Big Fatty, it's a condom. It's ribbed. And y'all, there seems to be some sort of picture of the Vons.
Yo.
On the mantle. And y'all, he is sitting at the fireplace. We'll open it up, and it says, "Are you ready for Santa Claus to come?" Oh, no, it doesn't. It says, "Are you?" "Are you ready for Santa Claus to come down your chimney?" Merry Grandma, wishing you a warm holiday season. Well, y'all, that's all they have on the surface of the sun is a warm holiday season. Wishing you a warm holiday season from the Charles family. Y'all, I can't believe that the Vons,
yo,
went shopping for that. Perhaps it was a gift with purchase of See's Candies. Well, I'll have to get a card out to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, this card is taped up like the skull. Let me get my scissors. Oh, dear, Gussie. And that worries me, especially because it's from that Patrick Plane. And y'all, you never know what he's going to be up to. And so I'm going to open it now. I'm going to cut it. Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, I've just gotten the carpets clean. By the way, while I'm doing this, I'd like to... let you know that Naught finally did send me the bugger did send me his address. So anyway, I'm gonna get a card out to him. Y'all, it is a picture of a kitty cat, and the kitty cat's wearing a green sweater and a Santa Claus hat, and it says no animals were harmed during the making of this card, and you open it up. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, there is crap all over the... Y'all, it's not glitter, but it is... Dear Gussie, what is all this... Dear Gussie McMussie. Y'all, it's... What is that stuff? It's called, paper. It's... Yes, McFatty, it's paper. It's, like confetti stuff, but it's... shreds of it and all. And y'all, the card is just shredded to pieces. And it says, the photographer, however, is in serious but stable condition and may be able to leave the hospital by New Year's. Well, y'all, I hope he got out in time for New Year's. But anyway, and y'all, that says, lots of love from Patrick Plain. And y'all, he has included a, what is this? It's kind of like a bookmarker. It says, Big Fatty couldn't find any glitter or talking cats, but hope you like this playing kitties bookmark. Y'all, it is a bookmark, and y'all, it's kind of like those secret Dakota rings that you used to get at El Dentisto. And y'all, it's the two little scenes, and it goes back and forth when you move it. It's like the secret Dakota ring. And y'all, it is the kitties playing with some sort of toy mouse or something. I don't know what it's doing, but y'all, they're dancing around. It's vulgar. It is just vulgar. Patrick, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty, and especially for thinking of me, knowing that I'd want to have all that shit all over my floor. But I'll get a card out to you nonetheless. Nonetheless, y'all speaking of El Dentisto and the photographer being in the hospital, I'm happy to report that the Vons, did make her El Dentisto appointment. And y'all, I encouraged her to demand a visit to the treasure chest after going to El Dentisto just to see what kind of shit they have in there these days. And because y'all, that this was a highlight as a child when you went to El Dentisto. But the other information is, it appears that later today on Hump Day, that it's looking as if Lord Byron and the Turnip Head will both be getting out of El Hospitalito, which of course is Mexican for hospitalito. How do you know what you're talking about? Y'all, this next card, y'all, it is from the old goat, not the old goat. The old goat lives here in town. Y'all, it is from that other goat. It's the Seda 69. And y'all, it is, oh dear Gussie. And y'all, it is a picture. Dear Gussie, I'm going to have to look at that. Y'all, it is a picture of a lovely male specimen laying on his back. Wearing a Santa hat with 2 days of scruff on his face. Y'all, I'd look homeless if I had that. And it says, I'm bringing sexy Santa back. And yes, you can just bring him on back. Y'all, he's got a six-pack on there, and I'm not talking about a Pabst Blue Ribbon six-pack either. And y'all, it says, those other elves don't know how to act. Merry Christmas. Y'all, I don't have any idea what that means. I'm bringing sexy Santa back. Those other elves don't know how to act. Oh, the other elves, they're all excited. They're touching themselves. Y'all, they may be touching their headlights. Big Fatty. And it says, Big Fatty, thank you for all the love and laughs. You are a shining soul in an all-too-dark world. All the best. Scott, a.k.a. Seda 69, y'all, he has written it in a silver pen, and that's just lovely. And Seda 69, although my card is not going to be as lovely as yours, I will be getting a card out to you. So anyway, y'all, by the way, everybody's card that I've opened to this point, I have addressed them. And I haven't mailed them yet, or I haven't filled them out, but I've got them addressed. So y'all, that's half of it right there. And y'all, the next card is, oh well, y'all, it's from someone that Miss Bacon just mentioned, the Greetings from Nowhere crowd. Y'all, it is it's a foil lined envelope. This is lovely. Just, oh, and the trees. Y'all, it is white trees against a red card. And y'all, they're just covered in glitter. And it says, wishing you a beautiful, just a beautiful season. And it says, happy Crema with the best, very best wishes for the holidays and the new year. Oh, dear Gussie. It says, with love from Christina. Y'all, that's Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere. And if that's a picture of the card from Nowhere, I want to go to Nowhere because, y'all, it's just beautiful. And, Christina, I'll get a card out to you. And, by the way, Miss Bacon likes hollies also. Y'all, I didn't know exactly what Miss Bacon said there. I thought she was, they liked horrors or something like that. I don't know what that meant. But anyway, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from the That's What She Said. Big Fanny, you're going to get in trouble for saying that because it's not That's Who She Said.
Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Yes, you're the one in trouble, Big Fatty. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.